请我们翻到以弗所书第二十第四章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 20.
你们学了基督，却不是这样。
But you did not learn Christ in this way.
我们特别注意，学了基督。
And let us pay attention to the words learn Christ.
我们低头再有点简单的祷告。
Let us bow our heads for a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，这次是你召聚我们。
Lord, we want to thank you because this time you have called us.
实在是你的爱吸引了我们。
It is your love that has drawn us before you.
但愿我们能够祷告说，但愿你吸引我们，我们就快跑跟随你。
May we pray that as you draw us, we may quickly run after you.
我们仰望你在这个聚会中说你心中所要说的话。
We look to you, Lord, at this conference, in this meeting, that you would speak the words that you desire.
给我们恩典，让我们能听懂你自己的话。
Give us the grace that we might understand your word.
我们也能够靠着你的恩典起来遵守你的话。
And by your grace, we can come to rise up.And follow your word.
我们感谢你把这荣耀的题目放在我们的面前。
Thank you for giving us this glorious theme before us.
是你的恩典要我们磨成你自己的形象。
It is by your grace that we can be conformed to your own image.
但愿我们心中真是有个祷告说，主啊，我们愿意像你。
May our hearts have a prayer that we would be more like you.
我们知道你回来的时候，我们都要像你。
We know that when you return, we will be all like you.
当我们今天还在路中的时候，我们求你给我们最高的恩典。
But during this time, as we are on our way, may you give us the highest grace.
我们愿意靠着你的恩典。
By your grace.
真是磨成你自己的形象。
We can be conformed to your image.
这是我们深处的祷告。
This is the prayer from the depths of our hearts.
靠着耶稣基督。的圣的名。
We pray this in the victorious name of Jesus.
Amen. 我们刚才读了一句很重要的话。
We just read a very important phrase.
你们学了基督，却不是这样。
But you did not learn Christ in this way.
这里面有一个很短的句子，就是学基督。
There's a very small phrase here that says learn Christ.
学基督乃是这一次大会主题里面的一个子题。
To learn Christ is actually a subtopic of the theme that we have.
大会的主题是磨成神儿子的形象。
The theme of this conference is to conform to the image of His Son.
我们知道这是圣经里面非常荣耀的一个题目。
We know this is a glorious theme in the Bible.
我们蒙恩得救以后，我们心中就有一个愿望。
After by grace, once we are saved, we have a desire in our hearts.
我们巴不得能像他。
Our desire is to be like Him.
但愿当我们敞着脸向着我们的主的时候，
When we steadfast look upon our Lord,
我们真是能够荣上加荣，
glory upon glory,
变成主的形状。
We can be like Him.
那什么叫做学基督呢？
What is to learn Christ?
许多人第一个感觉就是学基督就是效法基督。
Many people think that to learn Christ is to imitate Christ.
我们要效法基督的美丽。
We have to imitate His beauty.
效法基督的谦卑。
We need to imitate the humility of Christ.
效法基督的忍耐。
We need to imitate the patience of Christ.
因着我们效法他，结果人在我们身上就看见基督的荣耀，看见基督的美丽和他的忍耐。
When we imitate Him, then people can see in us Christ's glory.His beauty and His patience.
我们知道在教会历史里面有一本很有名的书。
We know that in church history there's a very famous book.
是多马·肯培写的。
Thomas Kempis wrote this book.
这本书有一度可以说是和圣经常常摆在一起的。
At one point in history, this book was actually hand in hand with the Bible.
大概有多少人读圣经，就有多少人读这本书。
However many people read the Bible was almost however many people that read this book.
所以一面给我们看见教会历史里面有许多人爱慕主的话。
And it shows us that in history many people love the word of God.
他们心中真是有一个愿望。
They have a desire in their hearts.
巴不得能磨成神儿子的形象。
That they can be conformed to the image of His Son.
那么路在什么地方呢？
Where is the way?
他们觉得要效法基督。
they felt that they needed to imitate Christ.
所以就用自己的方法希望能达到那个目的。
So they used their own ways to attain to that purpose.
磨成神儿子形象是一个很高的目标。
To conform to the image of his son is a very high goal.
你怎么达到这个目标呢？
How do you reach that goal?
我们需要借雅各的天梯能够从地上能够爬到天上。
We need to borrow Jacob's ladder to climb from the earth into heaven.
所以当我们从地上到天上。
So when we go from earth to heaven.
当我们从不像主到像主。
When we go from not being like the Lord to being like the Lord.
这里有一个阶梯要一步一步往上走的。
There is a ladder where we go step by step upward.
当我们这样走的时候，我们就有一些属灵的操练。
So when we go through this way, we have spiritual training.
Exercise.
Or exercise.
在这些属灵的操练里面。
And through the spiritual exercise.
我们要叫我们的身体听我们的话。
We tell our body to obey us.
所以我们就做了许多的工作。
So we do much work.
效法基督这本书就告诉我们。
So to imitate Christ, this book.
为着要能像主。
To be like the Lord.
我们有许多的工作要做。
We have much work to do.
许多时候我们要苦待自己。
So many times we have to do penance for ourselves.
许多时候我们要做苦修的工作。
So many times we have to do penance.
所以我们知道在教会历史里面给我们看见怎样效法基督呢？
So in church history, how do we imitate Christ?
效法基督乃是一个我们最大的成就。
Imitate Christ is one of our greatest accomplishments.
当你努力又努力，最后你终于像我们的主了。
Once you work very hard, then finally you will be like our Lord.
我们知道一个很有名的弟兄，很有名的 friends of God, 就是神的朋友，他的名叫 Henry Suso.
We know that a very famous brother called Henry Suso. He was a friend of part of the friends of God.
他真是爱主。
He really loved the Lord.
他觉得当他活在肉体里面的时候，他一点都不像主。
He felt that as he lived in the flesh, that he did not look, he was not like the Lord.
所以他要对付他的肉体。
So he wanted to deal with his flesh.
他要肉体听他自己的话。
He wanted,
听他的话。
He wanted his flesh to obey or listen to him.
所以因为这个缘故，他就发明了许许多多叫他苦修的那个工具。
So he invented many tools for penance.
他特别定做了一个夹克，是皮的夹克。
He actually made a leather jacket.
那夹克里面有150个铁钉。
Inside that jacket was 150 nails.
他穿上夹克的时候，那个铁钉不是向外，铁钉是向内的。
So when he put that jacket on, the nails weren't pointing outward, they were pointing inward.
而且当他睡的时候，他的夹克是包得非常紧的。
So when he would sleep, that jacket was tucked in very tightly.
所以那个铁钉很自然的就深入到他的身体。
So very naturally, those nails would actually pierce him.
许多他痛苦到一个地步。
He would hurt to such a point.
他说神啊。
He said, God,
这是何等的死啊。
This is such a death.
因为他知道如果他向他自己死。
Because he knows if he were to die to himself.
他就能向神活。
Then he can live to God.
他能向神活，他就能像基督一样。
And if he can live to God, he can be like Christ.
他不止这样。
Not only that.
他也发明，他也自己做了个木头的十字架。
He also created and built a wooden cross.
上面也是有很多的铁钉。
And on that cross there were many nails.
在主耶稣钉十字架最多是四根的铁钉。
At the most, when Jesus was crucified, there were but four nails.
但是这位弟兄有许多的铁钉。
But this brother had many nails.
他实际上他真是天天背起十字架来跟从主。
So in reality, daily he bore his cross and followed the Lord.
二十年以后。
20 years later.
结果神似乎对他说够了。
God said enough.
你二十年，你真的能够叫肉体完全听你的话吗
？For 20 years, could you indeed have the flesh obey you?
所以神就带领他进入第二个阶段。
So God brought him to a second stage.
这个弟兄他要效法基督。
This brother wanted to imitate Christ.
他要爬那个阶梯。
He wanted to go on those steps.
今天不像主。
Today he was not like the Lord.
明天就会像他。
But tomorrow he'll be like the Lord.
今年不像主。
This year, not like the Lord.
明年就会像他。
But next year, yes, like the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
学基督是效法基督吗？
To learn Christ, is that to imitate Christ?
保罗用了那个字。
Paul used that phrase.
保罗说，但愿你们效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Paul said, be imitators of me as I am of Christ also.
但是你读他的 context, 你读他上下文。
But when you read the context,
保罗是这样的教导我们来效法基督吗？
Is that the way that Paul teaches us how to imitate Christ?
马丹盖恩夫人也是这样。
Same thing with Madame Guillaume.
她真是爱主。
She really loved the Lord.
她真是愿意拣选神的旨意。
She wanted to choose God's will.
她愿意拣选十字架。
She wanted to choose the cross.
但是又因为她在那个环境底下。
But because in her situation.
她的观念还是效法基督的观念。
Her concept was a concept of imitating Christ.
她不敢舒服一点。
She didn't feel that she could be comfortable.
所以她有时候穿鞋的时候，她就把石头就放在她的鞋里面。
So when she put her shoes on, many times she would have pebbles in her shoes.
她觉得这样就能效法基督。
That way she can imitate Christ.
我们知道还有一个很有名的人叫做圣方济。
We also know somebody very famous called Saint Francis.
他真是爱主。
He really loved
the Lord. 你读他的故事。
If you read his story.
当他读圣经的时候。
When he read the
读四福音的时候
when he read the four gospels,
他真是愿意照着主的话来做
he really wanted to follow the word.
他是个很简单的人
he was a very simple man.
他有一个简单的心
he had a very simple heart.
他并没有读太多关于奥秘派的东西
he never read much about the mystics.
他只读圣经
he just read the scriptures.
所以他就愿意效法基督
and he wanted to imitate Christ.
他真是爱主
he loved the Lord.
他不光爱主
not only did he love the Lord,
他也爱主所爱的
he also loved what the Lord loved.
他爱神的创造
he loved God's creation.
他和鸟做朋友
he was friends with the birds.
他和花做朋友
he was friends with the flowers.
所以有人就说他是 the little brother of the bird, little birds. 他是小鸟的小弟兄
So many people called him the little brother of the birds.
他因着效法基督的缘故。
Because he imitated Christ.
他不光是 a little brother of the little birds.
Not only was a little brother of the little birds.
他也是 a little brother of lice.
He was also the little brother of lice.
他也是狮子的小弟兄。
He was also the little brother of lice.
这个在头发里面的狮子。
You know the lice that is in your hair.
不是丛林里面的狮子，是那个狮子。
So it is not a lion, it's a lice.
那为什么呢？
What?
因为他为着爱主的缘故。
Because he loved the Lord.
他就穿上了羊皮的衣服。
So he wore a clothing of sheepskin.
那么这个羊皮里面都是狮子。
And inside the sheepskin, a lot of lice was there.
但是他愿意做狮子的朋友。
But he was willing to be the friend of lice.
他要苦待自己。
And he would do penance to himself.
他巴不得能有一天像主一样。
He wanted one day to be like Christ.
所以他常常到一个地方啊，他就怎么对付这个狮子呢？
So how did he deal with the lice wherever he went?
他就把羊皮衣服拿下来。
He would take off his sheepskin.
然后就在火面前抖一抖。
And then he would scatter it in front of a fire.
所以你就知道有多少的狮子做了他的朋友。
You know how many of these lice became his friends?
他不只是鸟的弟兄，他不只是花的弟兄，他也是狮子的弟兄。
Not only was he the brother of birds or flowers, but also the lice.
所以这样他就能磨成神儿子的形象。
That way he can be conformed to the image of his son.
根据传说。
According to tradition.
这只是传说。
This is just tradition.
因为在那个时候太多的 miracle, 太多的神迹了。
There are many miracles during that time.
那么根据说在他死以前两年。
According to tradition, 2 years before his death.
因为他真的磨成了神儿子的形象。
Because he indeed attained to conforming to the image of his
son. 他的手上面有伤痕。
His hands had bruises.
他的脚身上有伤痕。
Also at his feet.
他的肋旁有伤痕。
And also on his side.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
保罗告诉我们说。
Paul tells us,
我们要磨成神儿子的形象。
We are to be conformed to the image of his son.
是这样磨成神儿子的形象吗？
Is this being conformed to the image of his son?
什么叫做磨成神儿子的形象？
What does it mean to conform to the image of his son?
神儿子的形象乃是指着神儿子的人格来说的。
When we speak of to be conformed to this image, is to speak of his character.
这个人格Personality.
This personality.
这个人格和基督的性格发生关系。
This personality has to do with the character of Christ.
所以当我们磨成神儿子的形象。
So when we are conformed to the image of his son.
那是指着因着主的恩典。
It is by the Lord's grace.
在我们身上就产生了基督的性格。
So in us is transformed the character of Christ.
当人在我们身上看见基督的性格，
so when in us people see the character of Christ,
就看见基督的荣美。
Then they see the beauty of Christ.
当我们聚在一起的时候，
when we gather together,
教会就彰显了基督的人格。
The church manifests the personality of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这就是保罗给我们看见。
This is what Paul showed us.
但是许多人感觉学基督就是效法基督。
But many people believe that to learn Christ is to imitate Christ.
教会历史里面有许多的方法。
There are many ways in church history.
但是但愿我们回到圣经。
But let us return to the Bible.
我们听听保罗怎么说。
Let us hear what Paul says.
保罗说，你们学了基督却不这样。
Paul says, but you did not learn Christ in this way.
这句话是对以弗所的圣徒说的。
These were spoken to the saints in Ephesus.
你知道保罗在以弗所一共待了三年之久。
You know that Paul was with the saints in Ephesus for over 3 years.
有两年之久。
For over 2 years.
他租了个地方叫做推拉奴的学坊。
He rented a place called the School of Tyrannus.
如果大家今天到以弗所去，
If you go to Ephesus today,
你知道以弗所留下来遗迹，遗迹今天在那一带是个最完全的。
So in that time today, you see much of the remnants from that time of Ephesus.
Ruins. 而且你可以仍旧可以看那个时候的大理石。
And at that time, you can see the ruins.
你大概可以猜想推拉奴学坊大概在哪些地方。
You can probably see where the school of Tyrannus was.
推拉奴是个哲学家。
Tyrannus was a philosopher.
所以他在他学坊里面教导他的学生。
So in his school, he taught his students.
所以他的门徒们就学了许许多多。
So his disciples learned much.
但是因为以弗所天气很热，
But because in Ephesus it is very hot.
所以大概中午到下午五点钟的时候，学生都放假。
So from noon to 5 o'clock, all the students will take the day off.
所以推拉奴大概是五点钟以后就回来再教这些学生。
So Tyrannus would come back after 5 o'clock to teach the students.
所以保罗呢，大概就利用那五个钟头的时间。
So Paul probably used those 5 hours.
两年之久。
For over 2 hours.
他叫一切住在亚细亚的，无论是犹太人是希利人，都听见主的道。
So that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks.
换一句话说，
In other words,
那个时候保罗把这些人带到基督的学校。
In that time, Paul brought these people to the school of Christ.
两年之久。
For over 2 years.
你看他们不知道学了多少。
We don't know how much they learned.
如果你想知道到底那个时候保罗讲了什么，
If you want to know what Paul said during that time,
最清楚的就是罗马书、加拉太书跟林前跟林后。
The clearest you'll find is in Romans, Galatians, and 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
凡是圣灵要留下的都留在这四卷书的里面。
Whatever the Holy Spirit was to give us an account on, he left in those four epistles.
所以推拉奴在那里教导他的门徒。
So Tyrannus was teaching his disciples.
保罗也教导那一代的人。
And Paul was also teaching the people.
所以在基督的学校里面，
So in the school of Christ,
他们学了许许多多。
They learned very much.
推拉奴教导的是学问。
Tyrannus, what he taught was knowledge.
你如果能够在这个学堂里面，那么结果你就可以学的很多很多了。
In this school, you can learn much.
那么在基督的学校里面，
But in the school of Christ,
保罗怎么教导这些人？
How did Paul teach these people?
基督学并不等于学基督并不等于基督学。
To learn Christ does not mean Christology.
有化学，有物理学，也有基督学。
You have chemistry, you have physics, you also have Christology.
你到大学里面去读化学、物理学。
When you go to college, you study physics, you study chemistry.
你到神学院里面去读 Christology, 学基督学。
When you go to seminary, you study Christology.
保罗说，你们学了基督，却不这样。
Paul said that you did not learn Christ in this way.
保罗是不是说，你们学了许多关乎基督的学问呢？
Did Paul say that you learned much about Christ?
讲到磨成神儿子的形象。
To speak of conform to the image of his son.
这里的关键，这里最重要的点是学基督。
The emphasis, the most important point here is to learn Christ.
有许多人懂得基督学。
Many people understand Christology.
很少的人 知道什么叫做学基督。
Very few understand what it is to learn Christ.
所以我们要让保罗用他自己的话告诉我们。
So we want to see from Paul what he tells us.
什么叫做学基督？
What is to learn Christ?
我想我们引他最简单最著名的一句话。
So let us borrow a very popular phrase.
这是保罗十三封书信里面有一节圣经。
So in the 13 epistles of Paul, there is one verse.
这一节圣经就把保罗他一生所学的，他怎样学基督，就把他完全的包括在那一节圣经里面。
This verse encompasses everything about how Paul learned Christ.
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
He said, I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。
And the life which I now live in the faith, in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
Who loved me and delivered himself for me.
这一节圣经就概括了保罗的一生。
This verse encompasses all of Paul's life.
这一节圣经也就给我们看见保罗是怎么学基督的。
This verse also shows us how Paul learned Christ.
在这里保罗所学的。
Here, what Paul has learned.
不是关于基督的一切种种。
Is not about Christ.
他乃是学一个活的基督。
But he is learning a living Christ.
他能告诉我们说。
He can tell us.
他已经与基督同钉十字架。
He has been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
And no longer does I who live.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But it is Christ who lives in me.
在历史上。
In history.
基督曾经活在这地上。
Christ lived on this earth.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
He loved me and he died for me.
当他钉十字架的时候
，When he was nailed to the cross,
神也把我放在那里。
God also put me there.
神对我的肉体绝望了。
God already forgot all my flesh.
神对我的肉体没有盼望。
He no longer had hope in my flesh.
他知道我的肉体最好的地方就是十字架。
He knew that the best place for my flesh was on the cross.
现在活着的不再是我。
So no longer I live.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
什么叫做学基督呢？
What does it mean to learn Christ?
学基督就是重新活出基督。
To learn Christ means to relive Christ.
就这么简单。
It's that simple.
因着基督的生命在他的里面。
Because the life of Christ is in him.
这个生命乃是与基督一同藏在神里面。
This life is hidden together in Christ.
这个生命，这个生活是一个秘密的生活。
This life is a life of secret.
是一个隐藏的生活。
It is a hidden life.
因着这个生命才有这个生活。
If you have this life, then you can have this living.
没有基督的生命就不可能有基督的生活。
If you don't have the life of Christ, you cannot have the living.
你没有基督的生命，你可以学基督。
If you don't have the life of Christ, you can learn of Christ.
我从前到动物园去。
Once, when I went to the zoo,
我就特别看我特别注意到这个猴子也会吃西餐的。
You know that the monkeys can also eat Western meals.
而且猴子也会念经。
And actually, we saw the monkeys could also read the Bible.
猴子怎么会念经呢？
How did they read the Bible?
因为他的确有一本书。
He had a book.
但每一本书里面呢，他们就藏着花生米。
So in every single page, they would hide peanuts.
所以到这一页，他拿了就吃了，再拿也再吃了，他还在念经一样。
So every time he would turn the pages, he would eat peanuts as if he was reading the Bible.
他里面根本没有人的生命。
But he had no human life in him.
他可以效法人。
He could imitate man.
但他永远达不到的。
But he could never attain to it.
效法人是一个很高的目标。
To imitate man is a very high standard.
猴子能像人是何等的成就呢？
For a monkey to be like man, what an accomplishment.
但是猴子永远不会像人。
But a monkey will never be like man.
2000年的教会历史告诉我们。
Throughout 2000 years of church history.
凭着我们自己，没有一个人能效法基督。
By ourselves, we cannot imitate Christ.
但是感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
有一天我们蒙恩得救了。
One day we have been saved.
基督的生命在你里面，也在我里面。
The life of Christ is now in you and me.
现在你要问。
Now you ask.
是你来活呢，还是让他来活？
Is it now that you live or do you let him live?
如果你来活，当然不像基督。
If you live, then of course it's not like Christ.
如果让基督来活，当然就像基督。
If you allow Christ to live, then it will be like Christ.
所以什么叫学基督呢？
What is it to learn Christ?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们的主曾经在地上活着。
Our Lord once lived on this earth.
他的荣美，他的谦卑，他的种种，让许多人都看见。
His beauty, his patience was seen by many.
但是当基督在我里面活着的时候，
But when Christ lives in me,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们就要叫许多人看见。
Then we will have many people see.
基督的荣美在我们的身上。
The beauty of Christ in us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
有许多弟兄年长的弟兄们
there are many older brothers and sisters,
我们已走了很长的一段的路
we walked a long journey
我们常常问一个问题
many times we ask a question
我们像不像主的
are we like Christ
我们几乎走了一生的道路
we've walked a whole life
我们从黑发的时候我们就愿意像主
we wanted to be like Christ when we still have black hair
今天我们到了白发
but when we now have gray hair
我们是不是像主呢
Are we like Christ?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们像不像圣方济一样
Are we like St. Francis?
在他要见主面的时候
Before he was to meet the Lord,
听说他磨成神儿子的形象
We heard that he conformed to the image of God.
这个只是听说
But of course that's what he said.
这是听说他的手他的脚身上带着钉痕
We saw that, we hear that his hands and his feet were with nail marks.
你看看我们自己。
But now we look at ourselves.
我们像主吗？
Are we like Christ?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
但愿我们在这里得着一个鼓舞。
May we be encouraged.
凭着我们自己，我们永远达不到。
By ourselves, we will never attain to it.
我觉得 Augustine 说了一句很有名的话。
I feel that St. Augustine spoke a very good, interesting phrase.
他说 I tremble and I burn.
我一面恐惧战惊，一面心中火热。
I tremble because I am unlike him.
恐惧战惊，因为我不像他。
I burn because I am like him.
心中火热，因为我像他。
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是认识主人的所说的话。
This is somebody who knows the Lord, his words.
我们恐惧战惊，因为我们不像他。
When we tremble before him, it's because we do not look like him.
但是我们心中火热，因为我们像他。
But when our hearts burn, it is because
我们像他，我们又不像他。
When we are like him, it's as if we were not like him.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这就是我们的道路。
This is our way.
这就是学基督。
This is to learn Christ.
所以我们来看到底保罗怎么学基督的。
So we have to see how did Paul learn Christ.
保罗是在加玛列门下严格受教。
Paul was brought up at the feet of Gamaliel.
他先天生就是个做学问的人。
Once he was born, he was to be a scholar.
他根本读圣经，他就是要做一个 scholar， 就要做个拉比。
He wanted to be a scholar, a rabbi.
那个时候最大的拉比就是加玛列。
And at that time, the greatest rabbi was Gamaliel.
他能够在加玛列门下严格受教。
And he was at the feet of Gamaliel.
他对于圣经尤其旧约受了最严格的训练。
He had a very strict teaching of the Old Testament.
他应该知道什么旧约圣经里面所说的。
So he knew what was contained in the Old Testament.
如果你问保罗，
If you were to ask Paul,
你读整本的旧约圣经，
If you were to read the entire Old Testament,
讲到神的爱，
When you speak of God's love,
讲到神的公义，
When you speak of his righteousness,
讲到许多的 attribute, 讲到神的属性，
When you speak of all his attributes,
你最难解释的是什么？
What is the most difficult to explain?
那保罗一定会告诉你说，
Paul will tell you,
在旧约里面，
In the Old Testament,
最难解释的一件事就是神的荣耀。
The most difficult thing to explain is God's glory.
以西结看见了神的荣耀。
Ezekiel saw God's glory.
错了。
Wrong.
他不是看见神的荣耀。
He did not see God's glory.
他只是看见神荣耀的形象。
He only saw the image of God's glory.
他看见天开了。
He saw the heavens open.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
自从人堕落犯罪以后。
Ever since man fell and sinned.
根据圣经里面的话。
According to the Bible.
这个天，你头上的天已经变得铜了。
The heaven has already become brass.
换句话说
In other words,
因着人堕落犯罪以后
after man sinned and fell,
人不止离开神不知道有多远
man has been so, as very distant from the Lord,
地也不知道离开天有多远
it's as far as the earth is from heaven,
自从人堕落犯罪以后
ever since man fell in sin,
天像铜一样
the heavens were like brass,
天从来没有开过的
no, it never opened,
一直等到有一天
until one day,
神的儿子耶稣基督来到地上
when the Son of God, Jesus Christ, came to earth,
当他从约旦河上来的时候
when he rose from the Jordan River,
你仔细读四福音
if you pay attention to the four gospels,
圣经告诉我们说天就裂开了
the Bible said that the heavens rent asunder,
是耶稣基督当他来的时候
it is when Jesus Christ came down,
只有他给我们一个敞开
Only He gives us an open heaven.
所以当我们蒙恩得救以后
So once we have been saved by grace,
当我们接受耶稣基督做救主以后
When we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior,
许多时候天就开了
Many times the heavens will open.
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us,
天向斯提凡开了
The heavens were open to Stephen.
当天向斯提凡开的时候
When the heavens opened to Stephen,
他看见了神的荣耀
He saw God's glory.
他看见的不是神荣耀的形象，不是。
He did not see the glorious image of God.
不
，No.
他看见耶稣基督站在神的右边。
He saw Jesus Christ standing at the right hand side.
什么是神的荣耀
？What is God's glory?
你看见耶稣基督，你现在看见神的荣耀了。
When you see Jesus Christ, you see God's glory.
在旧约的时候
，In the Old Testament.
当你读以西结书的时候
，When you read Ezekiel.
那里讲到神的荣耀。
Speaks of the glory of God.
那里讲到神的宝座。
It speaks of God's throne.
你大概知道一点什么叫做神的荣耀。
You know a little bit about God's glory.
但是你不知道什么叫做荣耀。
But you don't know what glory actually is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是非常重要的一件事。
This is a very important thing.
因为当我们读罗马书第八章的时候。
When we read Romans 8.
讲到磨成神儿子的形象。
When we speak of conform to the image of the fifth son.
下面接着就讲得荣耀。
It continues and follows and speaks of glorification.
这里不光讲因信称义。
It does not only say justified by faith.
不只讲因信称圣。
It does not say justified by sanctification by faith.
这里讲的 glorify 讲到因信得荣耀。
But it speaks of glorification by faith.
什么叫因信得荣耀
？What is glorification by faith?
磨成神儿子的形象。
Conform to the image of God's Son.
如果我们没有看见神的荣耀
，If we do not see God's glory,
你怎么得荣耀呢
？How do you gain glory?
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
保罗是怎么开始他的功课的呢
？How did Paul begin his lesson?
保罗怎么学基督呢
？How did Paul learn Christ?
他在大马色的路上
，On the road to Damascus,
他遇见了复活的主。
He met the risen Lord.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们听他怎么解释他在路上所看见的
We heard how he met the Lord on that way.
所以当保罗得救以后
After Paul was saved,
他告诉我们说他没有上耶路撒冷去见那个先做使徒的
He said he did not go up to Jerusalem to the apostles before him.
他唯独往阿拉伯去
But he went to Arabia.
他到西乃旷野去
And he went to the wilderness of Sinai.
当初神怎么对摩西说话
How God spoke to Moses.
现在神也对保罗说话。
God also spoke to Paul.
但是请记得。
But remember.
神对保罗是说他已经说过的话。
God spoke to Paul words that he had already spoken.
他在加马列的门下。
At the feet of Gamaliel.
他学了许许多多关于旧约里面的话。
He learned many things regarding the law.
那是神的话。
That is God's word.
但是现在神在阿拉伯旷野要对摩西要对约大卫要对这个保罗再说一次。
But in the Arabia, in the wilderness of Arabia, God was to speak to Paul once again.
那些话在旧约都说过了。
Those words already spoken.
神对他再说。
But God was to speak again.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
保罗在加马列门下的时候
As Paul was at the feet of Gamaliel,
圣灵没有进到他的里面。
The Holy Spirit entered him.
他还没有接受耶稣基督做救主。
Before he accepted the Lord as his Savior.
当他蒙恩得救以后。
Once he was saved.
圣灵就住在他的里面。
The Holy Spirit abode in him.
圣灵要引导他进入一切的真理。
And the Spirit was to lead him into all truth.
本来旧约是一本封闭的书。
Before the Old Testament was a closed book.
当圣灵教导他的时候。
But when the Holy Spirit taught him.
有一天光来了。
One day light arrived.
他看见神的话仍旧是旧约里面神所说过的。
He saw that the word of God was the same words of the Old Testament.
那个解释不一样了。
The explanation is then different.
他看见光了。
He saw the light.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他怎么看见因信称义？
How does he, did he see to be justified by
faith? 当他读到创世纪十五章的时候。
When he read Genesis 15.
他从前不知道读了多少遍。
Before he had read Genesis 15 many times.
他是个拉比。
He was a rabbi.
他像他的先生加玛列一样。
He was just like his master Gamaliel.
他们同样有一本旧约的圣经。
They had the same Old Testament.
他们同样是瞎眼的领瞎领带领瞎眼。
They were both the blind leading the blind.
别人看不见，他们自己也看不见。
What people others cannot see, they also cannot see.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这个拉比有一天在旷野里面。
This rabbi one day was in the wilderness.
圣灵住在他的里面。
The Holy Spirit was in him.
圣灵开他的眼睛。
The Holy Spirit opened his eyes.
他的眼睛的鳞片就掉下来。
And the scales of his eyes fell.
同样是创世纪第十五章。
And the same Genesis 15.
现在他有了伟大的发现。
Now he has a great discovery.
他看见人是因信称义的。
He sees that man is justified by faith.
不光这样。
Not only that.
有一天当他读创世纪的时候。
When he read Genesis
特别读到第一章的时候。
When he read Genesis 1.
地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
And the earth was without form and void.
神的灵运行在水面上。
And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water.
神说，要有光，就有了光。
And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
这个讲神的创造。
This speaks of God's creation.
这个讲神旧的创造。
It speaks of his old creation.
但是现在圣灵在保罗里面说话了。
But now the Holy Spirit in Paul is speaking.
他这一段圣经不知道读了多少遍了。
He's read this passage many times.
现在他的眼睛的鳞片掉下来了。
Now the scales of his eyes have fallen.
当他注意到地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
When he sees that the earth was formless and void.
这不是他得救以前的情形。
It was full of darkness. Wasn't that his situation before?
他拿着文书要到大马色去。
He came before to the, he went to Damascus.
他要逼迫神的教会。
He was to persecute the church.
结果神的灵运行在水面上。
And yet the Spirit hovered on the face of the water.
神像农夫一样用那个钩，用那个刺要刺保罗。
And God was just like the farmer to goad and prick Paul.
结果保罗没有顺服，反而去踢那根刺。
And Paul did not obey and kicked against the goad.
这不是保罗往大马色路上以前的光景吗？
Wasn't that the situation as he walked the way of Damascus?
当他快靠近大马色的时候。
When he was near Damascus.
神说要有光，就有了光。
God said, let there be light, and there was light.
这是他得救的故事。
That is his story of salvation.
他从创世纪第一章第二节第三节他读出他自己的故事。
So in Genesis chapter 1 verses 2 and 3, he read his own story.
所以他说在基督里面，如今在基督里面的就是个新的创造。
So he said that in Christ it is a new creation.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
他用旧约创世纪的话能够解释他在大马色路上他所看见的异象。
So he used the words of the Old Testament in Genesis to explain what happened on the road to Damascus.
他遇见了荣耀的主。
He met the glorious Lord.
他遇见了复活的主。
He met the risen Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在你听他怎么说。
Now what does he say?
他在林哥林多后书第四章第六节那里说。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
他说那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神。
He said, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
神说要有光。
God said, let there be light.
你看见吗？
You see that?
这个就是那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神。
He who commanded the light to shine out of darkness.
已经照在我们的心里。
Hath shined in our hearts.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在大马色的路上。
On the road to Damascus.
保罗的心是渊面黑暗。
His heart was full of darkness.
神的灵运行在他的水面上。
And yet the Spirit hovered on the face of the water.
结果那个光就照在他黑暗的心里。
And that light shone in his heart.
他怎么说？
What did he say?
叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
中文的翻译多余了一点。
And the Chinese is actually a different.
其实，在原文就是我们得知神的荣耀显在耶稣基督的面上。
So in the origin, it speaks of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
以西结看见神荣耀的异象。
Ezekiel saw the image of the glory of God.
他当初逼迫神教会的时候
when he persecuted the church,
斯蒂凡殉道他明明在旁边。
Paul was there when Stephen was martyred.
许多人都捂着耳朵。
Many people covered their ears.
包括保罗在里面。
Even Paul.
他不要看他不要听。
He didn't want to see, he didn't want to hear.
他不要听他还是听见了。
He didn't want to hear, but yet he still heard.
他听见了斯提凡的见证。
He heard the testimony of Stephen.
天开了。
The heavens opened.
有神的荣耀站在神的右边。
And God's glory stood at the right hand side of God.
这个人明明是该死的。
This man should have died.
应该用石头打死的。
This man should have been stoned.
是神所不喜悦的。
It is something that God did not desire.
为什么他的脸像天使的脸？
But why did his face look like an angel's face?
他的心像狮子的心。
Why was his heart like a lion's heart?
他的脸却像天使的脸。
And his face like one of an angel?
如果是神所喜悦的。
If it is not pleasurable to God,
为什么他看见天开了?
Why did he see the heavens open?
我在拉比的学校学了那么多的功课。
I've learned so many lessons in the school of the great
rabbi. 我知道什么叫做神的荣耀。
I know what the glory of God is.
以西结最多看见的是神荣耀的形象。
The most that Ezekiel saw was the image of God's glory.
怎么斯蒂凡能看见神的荣耀?
How did Stephen see God's glory?
弟兄姊妹，神的灵就像农夫的刺一样在保罗里面做工。
So God's spirit, just like that gold, was pricking Paul's heart.
他没有想到。
He never thought.
他罪人中的罪魁。
He was a sinner, a chief among sinners.
他一点都没有准备好。
He was not ready.
他看见了神的荣耀。
But he saw God's glory.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神的荣耀是抽象的。
God's glory is abstract.
神的荣耀是看不见的。
God's glory is invisible.
但是你怎么看见？
But how do you see it?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
因为他显在耶稣基督的面上
Because it is shown on the face of the Lord Jesus.
人的脸是他的 representation, 是他的代表
Man's face is his representation.
人的脸也是我们的发表
It is also our manifestation.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
在这里给我们看见神是看不见的
We see here that God is invisible.
神的荣耀是不能解释的。
You cannot explain God's glory.
弟兄姊妹，连保罗都不会解释。
And even Paul cannot explain.
但是保罗看见了。
But Paul did see.
保罗在大马色的路上。
On the road to Damascus.
他的意象是什么意象
？What was his vision?
他看见了神的荣耀。
He saw God's glory.
但是这个荣耀是再具体不过了。
This glory could not have been even more struck.
你看见耶稣基督的脸面。
When you see the face of the Lord Jesus.
你就看见了神的荣耀。
You see God's glory.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
保罗到底看见什么?
What did Paul see?
保罗看见了当初以西结所看见的。
Paul saw what Ezekiel saw.
以西结不能够解释的。
Ezekiel could not explain it.
保罗能够解释。
But Paul can.
这叫做学基督。
This is to learn Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当我们读以西结书的时候
When we read Ezekiel,
我想弟兄姊妹你们对以西结书的第一章应该有一些印象的
So you probably have some impression of Ezekiel.
你记不记得以西结当他在加巴鲁的河边在巴比伦的时候
Do you remember when Ezekiel was by the river of Chebar?
他看见有一个异象从北方来的
He saw a vision coming from the north.
从远远地方好像有暴风雨一样。
So coming from the north, there was like a storm.
有一朵云彩。
And there was a cloud.
那个云彩上面是带着闪烁的光的。
And on that cloud, there was many lights shining.
是从北方来的。
This came from the north.
当它慢慢靠近的时候。
And as it arrived closer.
他才发现。
He noticed.
原来他所看见的乃是个宝座。
What he saw was actually a throne.
不过这个宝座是个活动的宝座。
But this throne is a mobile throne.
神的宝座应该在天上。
God's throne should be in heaven.
神的宝座应该在耶路撒冷。
God's throne should be in Jerusalem.
你不可能在加巴楼河边能看见神的宝座。
It's impossible to see the throne by the riverbanks of Chebar.
那这个活动的宝座。
This mobile throne.
一面是借着翅膀，一面是借着轮子的。
On one hand, it's used by wings and it's moved by wheels.
翅膀叫我们叫宝座从天上带到地上来。
The wings bring the throne from heaven to earth.
这个轮子是叫这个神的宝座从耶路撒冷一直到加巴鲁河边。
So the wheels take the throne from Jerusalem to the river of Chebar.
我们知道以西结是个祭司。
We know that Ezekiel was a prophet.
他知道神的荣耀在至圣所里面。
He knew that the glory of God was in the holy place.
他知道基路伯在圣在至圣所里面。
He knew that the cherubim were in the holy of holies.
但他稀奇得很。
But he was amazed.
他怎么可能在加巴鲁河边
How at the river banks of Chebar?
能看见神的荣耀呢？
He could see God's glory.
根据犹太人的观念
According to the concept of
神的荣耀不是在天上像但以理所说的就是他们观念里面在耶路撒冷在至圣所里面
In their concept, the glory of God was in Jerusalem, in the Holy of Holies, not in the heavens like Daniel.
所以他所看见的根本是他不能了解的
So what he saw, he couldn't understand.
那么这个宝座一面是从天上带到地上
On one hand, the throne came from heaven to earth.
又可以从地上带到天上。
And from earth to heaven.
然后借着轮子从一个地方带到另外一个地方。
And through the wheels, it can go from place to place.
那么在宝和宝座连坐的就是个天。
And connected to that is the sky, is the heavens.
不要忘记了。
Don't forget.
这个什么东西托着天的呢？
What is holding up the heavens?
有四个活物托着那个天的。
There are four living beings holding up the heavens.
所以整个的这个活动的宝座。
So this entire mobile throne.
就好像古时候皇帝御车一样。
It is just like the chariots of the olden times.
你可以想到想象罗马皇帝当他出去坐御车的时候。
So if the Roman emperor were to go out on his chariot,
他的宝座就放在他的车上。
His throne is on his chariot.
那么前面有四匹马在那里跑的。
So you have four horses carrying the chariot.
所以我们知道皇帝普通皇帝御车就是四匹马往前跑就是了。
So you know that an emperor's chariot is drawn by horses.
讲到神活动的宝座的时候。
But when you speak of this mobile throne,
你看见这个宝座是往每一个方向去。
You see that this throne goes in all directions.
现在你看见有一个生命是在宝座前的生命。
You see a life that is before the throne.
这个 living being 在原文是没有 being, 只有 living.
And the word living being actually in the original has no word being. It's actually just living.
活物在原文没有物，只有活。
It is just living.
弟兄姊妹，这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
你只要靠近神的宝座。
As you draw close and draw nigh to the throne.
一定是活的。
You'll be alive.
你远离神的宝座一定是死的。
If you go away from the throne, you will die.
所以这里给我们看在宝座前的生命。
So we see the life before the throne.
今天我们如果真的在宝座前。
If we are before the throne today.
你不必怕你是死的。
You don't have to be afraid that you are dead.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
有的人用很高的声音在那喊他以为他就活了。
Many people scream very loud and feel that they are alive.
如果你离开神很远。
If you are distant from the Lord,
你喊半天还是死的。
No matter how much you yell and scream,
如果你活在宝座前，
but if you live before the throne,
你真的靠近宝座，
when you are drawn nigh to the throne,
你不喊你也是活的。
If you don't cry out, you are still alive.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里给我们看见。
Here we see,
在这个活动的宝座里
in this mobile throne,
我们看见宝座前的生命
we see the life before the throne.
是这个生命是托住整个的天的
and this is the life that sustains that has the heaven.
所以是宝座前的生命把神的宝座从天上带到地上来
so it is this life that brings God's throne from heaven to earth.
从一个地方带到另外一个地方去
from one side to another side.
这是神宝座前的生命
this is the life before the throne.
不过这个御车跟罗马的御车不一样。
But this chariot is different than the chariot of Rome.
看你从什么方向来看。
It depends on the direction you're looking at.
如果你在西边往东边看的话。
If you are on the west and looking towards the east.
当这个御车往你这个方向跑的时候。
As the chariot is coming toward you.
你看这个御车前面是四个人。
You will see four beings in front of you.
如果你在南边的话。
If you are in the south,
你看见的乃是四只狮子。
You'll see four lions.
然后如果在北边的话。
If you are in the north,
是四只牛。
You'll see four oxen.
西边的话是四只老鹰。
In the west, four eagles.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
圣经告诉我们这些活物有四个不同的脸面。
The Bible tells us that there are four different faces to these beings.
这个宝座的生命太荣耀了。
This living before the throne is too glorious. 你不可能从一个方向
来认识他的。
You cannot know him just by one direction.
你不可能从一个方向来明白他的。
You cannot understand him with just one direction.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
You see that?
这是神的荣耀。
This is God's glory.
因为这个缘故，你要看见这个在宝座前的生命。
So the life before the throne
是怎么把神的荣耀带到地上来的？
How does it bring God's glory to earth?
怎么把天带到地上来的？
How does it bring heaven to earth?
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看见没有？这就是保罗，这就是以西结所给我们看见那个活动的宝座。
This is what Ezekiel describes as that mobile throne.
然后你看见在宝座上面，
So you see upon the throne,
好像有人子的形象。
It is the as if the form of man.
腰以上是一个光景。
It's the form of the Son of Man.
腰以下是另外一个光景。
There is a different picture above and below.
那么在这天以上是一个光景，天以下是一个光景。
There's a picture above the heavens and there's a picture below the heavens.
但是这个都在那个荣耀的宝座的范围里面。
But it is all within the sphere of the glorious throne.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你怎么解释这个意象？
How do you explain this vision?
犹太的拉比告诉我们说，
The Jewish rabbis tell us,
这一章的圣经你不能随便解释的。
You cannot just explain this chapter willy-nilly.
为什么？
Why?
因为旧约对他们来讲是一本封闭的书。
Because the Old Testament is a closed book to them.
一直等到耶稣基督来到。
Until when Jesus Christ arrives.
天真正为我们开。
The heavens will truly open.
圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit will abide in us.
如果你相信耶稣基督做救主。
If you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那个你以西结所不能解释那个荣耀。
The glory that Ezekiel could not explain.
现在保罗明白。
Now Paul understands.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
原来以西结所说的是个预言。
What Ezekiel described here is but a prophecy.
告诉我们有一天，
It says that one day,
这个活动的宝座要在地上的，
This
要来到人间。
Mobile throne will come down to earth.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
对于一个在苦难里面的人，
For somebody who is in suffering,
对一个被掳到加巴利河边的人。
So for somebody who is captive at the riverbanks of
Babylon, 他们最大的安慰是什么？
What is their greatest comfort?
如果他们在巴比伦受苦，
If they are suffering in Babylon,
如果神的苦难在耶路撒冷，
If their suffering is in Jerusalem,
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
神怎么安慰他们？
How is God to comfort them?
神怎么擦干他们的眼泪？
How is God to wipe away their tears?
神的同在是几百英里之外。
His presence is many miles away.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
你看见以西结看见什么？
What did Ezekiel see?
那个神的宝座是从北方来的。
That throne came from the north.
应该从西方来才对。
It should come from the west, right?
从耶路撒冷来才对。
It should be coming from Jerusalem.
不。
But no.
你知道当以色列人他们落难的时候。
When the people of Israel were taken captive.
他们被掳的时候。
When they were taken captive.
他们是往北边掳的。
They were taken captive to the north.
然后跨过幼发拉底河。
And they crossed the Euphrates.
然后他们再往南走的。
And they went to the south.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
一个最大的安慰，
the greatest comfort,
以西结没有想到，
something that Ezekiel never thought,
当他们逃难的时候，
as they were fleeing,
当他们离开他们的家乡的时候，
as they were leaving their homeland,
他们没有想到，
they never thought,
神的宝座，
God's throne,
神的荣耀，
God's glory,
神的同在，
God's presence,
暗暗地跟随着他们，
was always with them.
怎么可能？
How's that possible?
在犹太教里面怎么可能？
How's that possible in Judaism?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thanks for me.
现在神让以西结预先尝到一个故事。
So now the Holy Spirit allows Ezekiel to see something beforehand.
有一天道成肉身。
One day the incarnation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他本来是与神同等的。
Before he was like God.
结果他倒空自己。
He was equal to God and he became empty himself.
成了奴仆的样式。
Became the form of a bondservant.
也成了人的样式。
Became the form of man.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在你看见他好像是在那个天底下一样。
It's as if he is below the heavens.
但是无论我们的主到哪里。
But no matter where our Lord goes.
他把神的宝座带到哪里。
He brings God's throne with him.
无论到哪里把天堂带到哪里。
Wherever he goes, he brings heaven.
无论到哪里把神的旨意带到哪里。
Wherever he goes, he brings the purpose of God.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
以西结所看见神荣耀的意象,
the glorious image that Ezekiel saw,
乃是指着耶稣自己基督自己来说的。
It points to Jesus Christ himself.
当他钉十字架的时候,
when he was nailed to the cross,
头三个钟头,
the first 3 hours,
神的儿子,
God's son,
后三个钟头,
the latter 3 hours,
站在我们的地位上,
he stood on our position.
在腰椅上给我们看见神的儿子,
above the firmament, we see God, the son of God.
在腰椅下给我们看他人子,
below the firmament, we see the son of man.
因为他人子, 所以他能为我们挂在十字架上。
Because he is the son of man, he could be nailed to the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
以西结所看见的意象,
the vision that Ezekiel saw,
就是保罗在大马色路上所看见的意象。
Is the same vision that Paul saw on the road to Damascus.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
根据那个意象,
according to that image,
现在保罗说, that vision, 现在活着的不再是我,
he can say, it is no longer I who live,
乃是基督在我里面活,
but it is Christ who lives in me.
当基督在地上的时候,
when Christ is on earth,
他是活着宝座,
he is a living throne.
他有四张不同的脸,
yes, four different faces.
你从不同的角度, 你能看见他不同的表现。
And you can see four different manifestations from four different angles.
马太福音,
in Matthew,
给我们看见他是君王。
It shows us that he is the king.
那是狮子的脸。
It is the face of a lion.
马可福音, 给我们看他是牛。
Mark shows us him as an ox.
他真是神的仆人。
He is indeed the servant of God.
路加福音, 给我们看见人。
Luke shows us as a man.
到了约翰福音, 给我们看像老鹰一样。
John shows us him as an eagle.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你要学基督吗?
Do you want to learn Christ?
当你读四本福音书的时候,
when you read the four gospels,
四本福音书,
the four gospels,
乃是从不同的角度,
through different angles,
给我们看见宝座前的生命。
Shows us the life before the throne.
我们的主是最靠近神的宝座的。
Our Lord is the closest to the throne of God.
生命在他里头。
The life is in him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他无论到哪里,
no matter where he goes,
当他在地上的时候,
when he was on earth,
他怎么活,
how did he live?
就是四本福音书所给我们看见的。
It is described in the four gospels.
但是不光这样,
but not only that,
现在保罗说, 我活着, 乃是基督在我里面活着。
Paul says that I live, Christ lives in me.
他重新活出基督。
He relives Christ.
当初主在地上怎么活?
However Christ lived on earth before,
他今天也怎么样的活?
Today he also lives.
所以弟兄姊妹, 在基督的学校里面,
in the school of Christ,
主没有把我们留在黑暗里面。
The Lord did not leave us in darkness.
当你读四本福音书的时候,
when you read the four gospels,
我们应该看见神的荣耀。
We have to see God's glory.
因为神的荣耀是显在耶稣基督的面上。
Because God's glory is manifest in the face of our Lord Jesus.
那我们来看马太福音。
Let us look at Matthew.
当你读马太福音的时候,
when you read Matthew,
许多人都说这里讲到主耶稣是王。
We see here that the Lord is king.
但是我们要问一个问题,
but we have to ask a question.
主耶稣是怎么做王的?
How is the Lord king?
他到底是怎么做王的?
How is he king?
你要让圣经的话来解释圣经。
You need to use the word of God to explain the word of God.
你读到第一章家谱的时候,
when you read the first chapter, you read the genealogy.
亚伯兰生以撒，以撒生雅各。
Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob.
很多人读了这里跳过一下跳到18节去了。
And many people just skip the rest of the verses to verse 18.
不要忘记,
don't forget.
你把这一段跳过了, 你就不知道我们的主是怎样的个王。
If you were to skip these verses, you don't know how our Lord is king.
14代, 14代又14代。
14 generations, 14 generations, and another 14.
中间的14代都是王。
In the middle 14 generations, they're all kings.
但只有讲大卫的时候是大卫王。
But only when it speaks of David does he mention the word king.
所罗门是王。
Solomon's a king.
圣经没有说所罗门王。
But the Bible doesn't say King Solomon.
14个王只有一个宝座。
14 kings, only one throne.
他们都坐在大卫的宝座上。
They all sat on the throne of King David.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
我们的主的谱系乃是大卫的谱系。
The genealogy of our Lord is the genealogy of David.
换一句话说, 我们的主怎么做王的?
In other words, How was our Lord King?
他是真正坐在大卫宝座上的。
He was truly the one who sat on the throne of David.
大卫怎么坐宝座的？
How did David ascend?
大卫怎么做王的？
How was David king?
他到处在旷野里被扫罗追赶。
He was chased by Saul throughout the wilderness.
先卑微，然后才得着荣耀。
First humbled, then glorified.
当大卫在宝在旷野里漂流的时候，
As he was wandering in the wilderness,
他是王。
David was king.
神高他做王。
God anointed him as king.
他是一个没有宝座的王。
But he was a king with no throne.
有可能吗？
地
上的王都是有宝座的。
In the earth, all the kings have a throne.
但那个时候，大卫从一个地方逃到另外一个地方的时候，
But as Paul, I mean, as David was fleeing from place to place,
他有做王的生命。
He had the life of a king.
但你看不见他的宝座。
But you cannot see his throne.
但是有一天，
But one day,
他要坐在宝座上。
He is to sit on the throne.
所以我们的主乃是这样的一个王。
So our Lord is a king like this.
所以难怪他一生下来，
No wonder once he was born.
几个博士来朝见他的时候。
When the Magi came to see him,
他们来朝见犹大的王。
They wanted to see the king of Judah.
他们代表我们这些外邦人，就献上黄金、乳香和没羊。
So they represented us Gentiles and gave all the gifts of frankincense.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
如果你是王的话，
If you are king,
等到他们献上黄金、乳香、没羊以后，
When you give all these gifts,
神就在梦中告诉约瑟说，
So the Lord spoke to Joseph in a dream.
你要带着孩子同他的母亲。
You are to take the wife and the son.
逃往埃及。
To flee to Egypt.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果他真是犹太的王。
If he was indeed the king of the
Jews. 如果他真的是君王的话。
If he indeed was a king.
你知道历史上有一个很有名的君王。
In the history, there's a very famous king.
那就是法国的路易十四。
This is Francis Louis XIV.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说，朕即是国家。 I am the state.
He said, I am the state.
当他说 I am the state 的时候，
When he said, I am the state,
很多法国的基督徒就逃到美国去了。
Many French Christians fled to the United States.
因为王是叫别人流亡的，王是叫别人流亡的，逃亡的。
Because the king made other people
to
be exiled.
结果在美国这么多的总统里面，
So among the many presidents in the United States,
最有名的几个总统，
The most famous president,
George Washington, 然后两个罗斯福总统，
Both Roosevelt,
杜鲁门，
Truman,
Eisenhower, 他们通通是 Huguenot 的后裔。
They are all descendants of the Huguenots.
都是一些基督徒的后裔。
They are all descendants of these French Christians.
所以什么叫王？
What is king?
王是你坐在宝座上。
King is to be seated on the throne.
你是叫别人逃到旷野去的。
You want to exile others to the desert.
但是记得，
But remember,
我们的主是这样的王。
But our Lord was such a king.
什么是狮子？
What is a lion?
狮子乃是百兽之王。
Lion is the king of all the wild beasts.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们主是王的话，
If our Lord is king,
为什么他逃到埃及？
Why was he exiled and fled to Egypt?
因为他像大卫一样做王的。
Because he was like David as a king.
那不光这样，
Not only that,
当你读到十二章的时候，
When you read chapter 12,
你记不记得门徒饿了就卡起稻麦穗来吃？
Do you remember when the disciples were hungry, they plucked the ears of corn?
然后主耶稣对他们怎么说呢？
And what did Jesus say?
经上记着大卫和跟从他的人饥饿之时所做的事，你们没有念过吗？
Have you not read that David did when he was hungered, that they were with him?
大卫是被弃绝的。
David was cast out and rejected.
大卫是到处漂流的。
David was wandering.
现在我们的主是这样的一个王。
But and our Lord is such a king.
他来到自己的地方。
He came to his own place.
自己的人不接待他。
The people did not accept him.
他的生命是狮子的生命。
His life is the life of a lion.
他的生命是做王的生命。
His life is the life of a king.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
他到处漂流。
He was wandering all over.
他从一个麦田跑到另外一个麦田。
From one threshing floor to another.
他的门徒饿了。
His disciples were hungry.
就好像当时跟随大卫的人饿了一样。
Just like those followers of David also hungry.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
给我们看见，
It shows us.
当你读马太福音的时候，
When we read Matthew,
你看见一张的脸，
You see a face.
是狮子的脸，
a face of a lion.
那个光景是做王的光景。
And that is a representation of that is a condition of being a king.
如果我们磨成神儿子的形象，
if we are to be conformed to the image,
我们的主怎样是狮子？
However, our Lord is a lion.
我们也怎样是狮子？
We also need to be a lion.
但是不要忘记，
but don't forget.
如果我们的主是这样的王，
if our Lord is such a king,
你不可能做路易十四的。
It is impossible for you to be Louis the 14th.
许多人在世界上不做路易十四，在家里做路易十四。
Many people are not Louis the 14th in the world, but they are Louis 14th at their home.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
如果你真是王的话，
if you are true king,
你看看我们的主。
Look to our Lord.
神的荣耀是显在耶稣基督的面上。
God's glory is manifest in the face of our Lord.
所以有一天，我们的主骑驴子进了耶路撒冷。
So one day our Lord rode upon a donkey into Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
因为这个圣经说，看啊，你的王来到你这里。
The Bible says, "Behold, your King comes."
是温柔的。
He is meek.
王怎么能是温柔的？
How is a king meek?
你能想象路易十四是温柔的吗？
Can you ever imagine Louis the 14th being meek?
但是我们的主是温柔的。
But our Lord is meek.
他不是骑着马。
He did not come on a stallion.
他乃是骑着驴子。
But he was on a donkey.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这是狮子。
This is a lion.
这是狮子的脸。
This is the face of a lion.
就是这个形象我们要磨成功的。
And it is this image that we need to be conformed to.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
然后你再往前读的时候，
If you continue to read,
当主耶稣在大祭司面前受审判的时候，
As the Lord was being judged before the priest,
大祭司对他说，我指着永生的神叫你起誓告诉我们，
The priest said, I adjure you by the living God.
你是神的儿子基督不是？
That whether you are the Christ or not.
主耶稣在十字架上，
Jesus on the cross.
在十字架下，在十字架。
Beneath the cross.
圣经告诉我们，他许多时候一句话都不说的。
The Bible says many times he spoke not.
The silence of Jesus. 他一句话也不说。
There was a silence of Jesus. He did not speak.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这就是我们的王。
This is our king.
他的确是王。
He is king.
他一句都不说。
He didn't say a single word.
但是等到大祭司说，我指着神的，我指着永生神叫启示叫你告诉我们。
But when the priest said, I adjure thee by the living God that you will tell us whether you are.
你是神的儿子基督不是？
Are you the Christ, the Son of God?
主耶稣说，你说的是。
Jesus said, never.Thou hast said.
然后他说，你们要看见人子坐在全能者的右边，驾着天上的云降临。
Hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这什么意思？
What does that mean?
他当然就是要来的王。
Of course he is the coming king.
让大祭司问大家说，你们看他说了这样的话，你看你们都听见，你们的意见如何？
Then the high priest said, What do you think of what he has said?
他说他是该死的。
They said he is guilty of death.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这个王是该死的。
This King is guilty of death.
你能不能找到这样的一个王？
Can you ever find such a king?
他是该死的。
One who deserves death.
他们就吐唾沫在他的脸上。
And then they spit in his face.
这个狮子的脸上。
On the face of his lion.
这个王的脸上。
On the face of his king.
是带着唾沫的。
It is with spit.
所有君王的脸都是荣耀的。
All kings' faces are with glory.
哪一个王的脸身上带着唾沫？
Which king's face is covered with spit?
这段圣经，如果你读马可福音的话，
If you were to read the same passage in Mark,
他们不只叫他脸上带着唾沫。
Not only does it say that his face is covered with spit,
他们蒙了他的脸。
But it says they also blindfolded his face.
你记不记得摩西当他看见神，他就蒙上他自己的脸？
Do you remember when Moses saw God, he also covered his face?
我们都是有头有脸的人。
We all have a head of face.
一个王都是有头有脸的。
A king has a face.
结果他们蒙住了他的脸。
But they covered his face.
到了路加福音，同样一段话。
The same story in Luke.
他们打他的脸。
They smote his face.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
当我们的主受羞辱。
When our Lord was
吐唾沫在他脸上，
when they spit on his face,
蒙住他的脸，
when they covered his face,
打他的脸，
when they hit his face,
这个王怎么反应？
What was the reaction of our king?
路易十四要怎么反应？
How was Louis the 14th to react?
地上君王要怎么反应？
How was an earthly king to react?
我们的主要怎样的反应？
How is our Lord to react?
他的生命是狮子的生命。
His life is a life of a lion.
现在神的荣耀要显在耶稣基督的面前。
And God's glory is to be manifest on the face of the Lord.
带着唾沫的脸。
But this is a face with spit.
被蒙着的脸。
A face that is covered.
被击打的脸。
A face that is smitten.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他该不该反应？
Should he react?
他当然要反应。
Of course he should.
不过他不是在十字架下面反应。
But he did not react beneath the cross.
十字架底下一句话也没有。
Under the cross, not a single word.
十字架上七句话。
But on the cross, seven words.
就像彩虹的七个不同的颜色。
Just like the seven colors on the rainbow.
如果你要这个君王反应的话。
If you want a reaction from this king.
你要这个君王显出他的 muscle, 显出他的能力的话。
If you want to see the king's muscle.
不是在十字架下,
not under the cross.
你看他在十字架上怎么反应,
but look how he reacted on the cross.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
但是不要忘记,
don't forget,
在他钉十字架以前,
before he was crucified,
他经过了可西玛尼,
he went through Gethsemane.
圣经告诉我们什么?
And the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们说, 他稍微往前走,
and the Bible tells us that, and he went a little farther,
脸伏于地,
and fell on his face.
在希腊原文是用了脸这个字。
And in the original Greek, it uses the word face.
他稍微往前走。
He walked a little further.
他把他脸放在灰尘当中。
And his face fell to the earth.
他祷告说,
He prayed.
我父啊, 倘若可行, 求你叫这杯离开我。
Oh my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me.
然而不要照着我的意思。
Nevertheless, not as I will.
只要照着你的意思。
But as thou will.
当他起来的时候,
when he rose up,
他明白神的旨意,
he understood God's will.
他的脸伏在灰尘中,
his face fell to the earth.
弟兄姊妹, 他顺服神的旨意,
he submitted to God's will.
因着他顺服神的旨意,
because he submitted to God's will,
他在十字架上有一个反应,
there was one reaction on the cross.
那个反应就证明, 他是神的君王,
and that reaction proved that he was the king.
那个反应证明他是狮子,
that reaction proved that he was a lion.
那个生命是狮子的生命。
That life was a life of a lion.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当我们的主被举起来的时候,
when our Lord was rose,
当他受尽人的摧残, 当他受尽了许多人的苦待和摧残,
so when he
受尽了许多 torture, 被受尽了许许多多的摧残,
when he suffered much torture at the hands of man,
当他被举起来的时候,
but when he was raised up,
所有钉十字架的人,
all those who are nailed to the cross,
他本能的反应是 cursing, 是咒诅,
their reaction would be to curse the Lord,
因为十字架太痛苦了,
would be cursed because the cross is much suffering.
只有咒诅能够减轻痛苦,
only cursing can limit the pain,
减轻, lighten,
can lighten the pain.
但是你看我们的主在十字架上,
but our Lord on the cross,
他十字架下是默默无声的。
beneath the cross, not a single word.
他被举起来的时候,
but when he was raised up,
他说父啊, 赦免他们。
He said, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的, 他们不知道。
They do not know what they do.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当人打他右脸的时候,
when the man hit his right cheek,
当他脸上带着唾沫的时候,
as his face was filled with spit,
他在十字架上的反应,
the reaction on the cross,
他转过另外一个脸来,
he turned his other cheek.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
因为他的脸伏在灰尘中,
because his face fell to the earth,
是父神叫他转过第二个脸来,
it is the Father who told him to turn his other cheek.
所以他能够说, 父啊, 赦免他们。
So he was able to say, Father, forgive
them. 因为他们所做的, 他们不知道。
Because they do not know what they do.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
人所做的,
what man does,
最多是比拉多跟犹大所做的,
at the most is what Pilate and Judas did.
他们把主耶稣钉在十字架上,
they nailed him to the cross.
因为十字架是人恨神恨到的最高点,
because the cross is hatred of God to the utmost.
比拉多所做的跟犹大所做的,
what Pilate and Judas did,
他们终于恨神恨到了最高点,
they hated the Lord to the highest point.
但是弟兄姊妹
sisters,
因着主耶稣的祷告
but because of the prayer of the Lord Jesus,
父啊赦免他们
Father, forgive them.
我请问弟兄姊妹
I ask you,
神要不要听这个祷告
is God going to answer this prayer?
神的儿子在十字架上祷告他能不听吗
God's son praying on the cross, would he not answer?
神一定要他听儿子的祷告。
Of course he is to answer God's son.
如果神随便，神没有道理的赦免一个罪人。
If God were to forgive somebody's sin,
神的公义在哪里？
Where is his justice?
所以弟兄姊妹，一面为着满足神的爱。
On one hand,To fulfill God's love,
一面为着满足神的公义
but on the other hand, to fulfill God's righteousness,
弟兄姊妹 我们的主在十字架上走了两里路
Our Lord walked the second mile.
第一里路是头三个钟头
The first mile was the first three hours.
第二里路是后面三个钟头
The second mile was the latter 3 hours.
你怎么解释后面三个钟头
How do you explain the latter 3 hours?
根据以赛亚53章
According to Isaiah 53,
是神击打苦害苦待他
It is God that smote him.
不光这样
Not only that,
是神把他钉在十字架上
It is God who nailed him to the cross.
让他站在你和我的位置上
So that he could stand in your and my stead.
让我们的罪归在他的身上
So that all the sins would be upon him.
救恩已经完成了
And then salvation would be complete.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
犹大所做的只是一半
Judas only accomplished half.
有的人说犹大没有功劳也有苦劳啊。
Some people said that
犹大也有功劳啊。
That Judas did accomplish.
如果犹大不卖主，我们怎么得救呢
？Judas did give us something because if he had not betrayed the Lord,
没有这件事。犹大最多恨主到一个地步，把主送上十字架。
The worst case scenario was Judas hated the Lord and sent him to the cross.
不是救恩。
The first mile is not salvation.
第二里路才是救恩。
The second mile is salvation.
最后三个钟头。
The last 3 hours.
当主说我的神我的神你为什么离弃我
When he said my God why hast thou forsaken me?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
在这个时候他说我渴了。
At that time he said I thirst.
他说我完成了我成了。
And said it is complete.
然后父啊我把我的灵魂交给你。
Father I give you my spirit.
请大家记得。
Remember,
因着这个缘故
for this reason,
我们的主在十字架上走了两里路
On the cross, our Lord walked the second mile.
结果他就为我们完成了救恩
And he completed our salvation.
是约翰福音告诉我们
It is the gospel of John
当主在十字架上的时候
As our Lord was on the cross,
他不止拿他的里衣也拿他的外衣
Not only did he have his inner garments, but his outer coat.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
十字架的故事
The story of the cross
是两里的故事
is the story of the 2 miles.
是左脸跟右脸的故事
It's the story of the right and left cheek.
也是两件衣服的故事
It is also the story of the coat and the cloak.
你还记得吗
Do you remember?
当主钉十字架的时候
When the Lord was crucified,
有两个强盗钉在左边跟右边
There were 2 thieves crucified with him.
他们就讥笑主耶稣
And they mocked him.
因为许多人都笑我们的主
Because many people mocked our Lord.
如果你是神的儿子
He said, if you are the son of God,
你可以从十字架下来
You can come down from the cross.
弟兄姊妹两个人说同样的话
Both thieves said the same thing.
两个人都讥笑我们的主
Both mocked our Lord.
但是等一等
But wait.
当我们的主在十字架上说父啊赦免他们
When our Lord on the cross said, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的他们不知道
For they do not know what they do.
结果被其中一个强盗听见了。
So one of the criminals actually heard it.
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
他有一个祷告。
He had a prayer.
他说主耶稣啊。
He said, Lord,
在你德国降临的时候。
Before your coming of your kingdom.
求你纪念我。
Remember me.
他有一个大的发现。
He had a great discovery.
在十字架上。
On the cross.
这个人是王。
This person is a king.
他的宝座在十字架上。
His throne.Is on the cross.
他是狮子
He is a lion.
他能转过脸来
He is able to turn his cheek.
他是狮子
He is a lion.
走第二里路
Walking the second
他是狮子
He is a king.
给第二件衣服
He is a lion giving this
他是狮子能说父啊赦免他们
He is a lion and say Father forgive them.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这里有个见证人
Here is one who can testify.
其中一个强盗
Here is a witness a
给我们看见
Who says
主耶稣果然是王
That Jesus is king.
他是坐，他是在十字架上做王的。
He is a king on the throne.
在他上十字架以前
Before he went to the cross.
头上戴着荆棘的冠冕。
He had a crown of thorns.
他的权杖是用芦苇来做的。
His scepter was made out of a reed.
你有没有找到地上一个王？
Have you ever found a king on earth?
头上戴着荆棘的冠。
Wears a crown of thorns?
你有没有找到一个王，他的权杖是芦苇做的？
Have you ever seen a king with a scepter that is made out of a reed?
这是我们的王。
This is our king.
神的荣耀显在耶稣基督的面上。
God's glory manifests on the face of the Son.
他的国就是马太福音所说的天国。
His kingdom is the kingdom spoken of in Matthew.
当你读完马太福音的时候,
After you read Matthew,
你有没有学基督?
Have you learned Christ?
你有没有看见我们的主是怎样的一位主呢?
Have you seen what kind of Lord our Lord is?
你有没有看见神的荣耀是显在耶稣基督的面上?
Have you seen the glory of God manifest on the face of the Son?
是狮子的脸。
You see the face of a lion?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因着这个缘故,
For this reason.
不止他是王,
Not only is he king,
他是天国的王,
he is the king of the kingdom.
他要我们做天国之子, the sons of the kingdom.
He wants us to be the sons of the kingdom.
如果国王是狮子,
if the king is a lion,
我们都是小狮子,
we are all young lions.
我们有一个生命, 乃是狮子的生命。
We have a life, of a lion.
现在我们懂得了,
now we understand.
为什么主说,
why the Lord said,
当人打你的右脸,
When somebody hits you on the right,
你要转过第二个脸,
turn your other cheek.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
人怎么打你的右脸?
How do people hit you on the right cheek?
他是用手背打你的,
they use the palm of their hand, the back
在,
of their hand.
在那个时候,
At that time,
如果你用手背打一个人的话,
if you hit somebody with the back of your hand,
那个用人宁可死, 他也不愿意受这样的羞辱。
The other person would rather die than to be humiliated.
当你用你的手背打一个人的脸的时候,
when you slap someone with your back of your hand,
你是吐唾沫在他的脸上,
you are spitting on his face.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
你怎么反应?
How do you react?
感谢主,
Thank the Lord.
主给我们一个荣耀的机会。
The Lord gives us a glorious opportunity.
在我们日常生活里面,
during our daily life,
叫我们能像,
So that we could be like him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
你能不能转过第二个脸来?
Are you able to turn the other?
你肯不肯走第二里路?
Are you willing to walk the second mile?
你不回答的话,
If you don't answer,
是不是表示你懦弱?
If you don't hit back, does that mean you're weak?
你忍耐, 你已经很好了,
you feel that I've been patient.
但是为什么你不快乐?
But why are you not happy?
因为主要把你磨成他的形象。
Because The Lord wants to conform you to His.
人打你，你忍耐，你还不快乐。
Somebody slaps you on your cheek. You are patient and you don't.
你要知道你的
but you're not happy.
你要知道你的生命是什么样的生命。
You need to know what your life is.
现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
你如果你活着的话，你知道怎么反应。
If you live, you know how to react.
总有一个牧师就讲这一段的故事，将要转过第二个脸来。
A pastor one day was preaching on the turning the other cheek.
还没有讲完,
and before he was able to,
下面有个人就跑上来了,
somebody from the audience ran up,
就真的打了一下右耳光,
and slapped him on the cheek.
他起头还好, 笑嘻嘻的,
and he was actually smiling.
他越想越生气,
but he got more and more angry.
他说你等一等,
he said, wait, wait.
他就拿了一本圣经,
so he took his Bible.
然后找到他的时候, 然后他就用那个圣经从头上给他打下去。
And then he used his Bible and used the Bible and hit him on his head.
他还引圣经的话,
and he used God's word.
他愿神的震怒常常在你身上。
And he said, may the wrath of God always be upon you.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们没有与和基督同钉十字架的话,
if we are not crucified with Christ,
我们都是这样活的,
that is how we live.
是不可能的,
it's impossible.
但是不再是我,
but it is no longer I.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
It is Christ who lives in me.
我们的主在十字架上怎么反应?
How did our Lord react on the cross?
我们重新活出基督的生活。
We relive Christ.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
当人打你的右脸的时候,
when somebody slaps you on the right cheek,
他没有意思要打你的左脸。
He has no intention of hitting you on the left.
所以你没有得罪他。
Because, and then you have not wronged him.
他也很高兴了。
He's very happy.
他终于修理你的很高兴呢。
He's already gotten his way on you.
所以但是呢, 弟兄姊妹, 你不高兴。
But you're not happy.
敌人没有叫你转过右脸来,
the enemy didn't tell you to turn your other cheek.
是主叫我们转过右脸来。
It is the Lord who tells you to turn the other cheek.
你肯不肯转过你的左脸来?
Are you willing to turn your left cheek?
当你转过左脸以前,
before you turn your left cheek?
你愿意不愿意把你脸放在灰尘里面？
Are you willing to put your face down on the earth?
你真的一点用也没有。
Because you are worthless.
你怎么连这个反应都不会？
You don't even have this type of reaction.
你到底像不像男子汉大丈夫？ Are you a man?
Are you a man?
Manly?
Are you a man?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
只有当你把脸伏在灰尘中。
When and only when you put your face and fell your face into the earth.
当你真的顺服的时候。
When you truly submit.
你自然就转过第二个脸。
Naturally, you turn your other cheek.
你自然就走第二里路。
Naturally, you walk the second mile.
你自然就给第二件衣服。
Naturally, you give your cloak.
你觉得这是很难吗？
Is this difficult?
我们知道从前有真的故事发生。
We know that there was a true story.
在福建有一个这么故事。
And this happened in Fujian.
有一个姊妹啊，蒙恩得救了。
A sister was saved.
她本来是个泼辣妇。她本来是很凶悍的，很凶悍的妇人。
She was actually a very mean woman.
她如果你得罪她，她要咒诅你祖宗十八代。
So if you were to wrong her, she would curse you out.
因为你得救了。
But one day she was saved.
很多人觉得太阳从西边出来。
So many people thought, wow, the sun came out of the west.
这个不可能的事。
It's impossible.
所以有个年轻人说，让我来试试他。
So one young person said, oh, let me go try her out.
他们就在地上就捡起一个番薯，就中国的番薯，就往他脸上丢。
So she picked up a sweet potato from his hand and threw it at her.
然后拔脚就跑。
And then ran away.
结果没有想到那个姊妹没有追他。
And that woman didn't go after her.
他捡起那个番薯。
She picked up the sweet potato.
他就回家去了。
Went home,
就把那个番薯就种在他后花园里面
and took that sweet potato and buried it in the garden.
这个第二年就长出好多的番薯
and in the second year many sweet potatoes came out.
他就挑了两担的番薯就到去年丢他的那个年轻人家里
and she picked two basketfuls of sweet potatoes went to the house of this young man.
他笑嘻嘻对他笑嘻嘻对他说
and with a smiling face she said,
你还记得去年吗？
She said, do you remember last year?
你用一个番薯来丢我。
You threw this one sweet potato at me.
结果我种了就好多的葡萄好多的番薯都是你的。
I planted it and now we have many sweet potatoes. It's all yours.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个反应。
This reaction.
乃是狮子的反应。
It's a reaction of a lion.
打人的人是最懦弱的人。
The one who hits you is the weakest.
被打不还手。
The one who is hit but doesn't react.
已经是很刚强了。
Is already very strong.
但真正的狮子
But the true lion,
真正做王的
the true king,
能够转过第二个脸
can turn the other cheek,
走第二里路
walk the second mile.
罗马的规矩
the law in Rome,
有的时候你替公家应该走一公里的路一里的路
you have to walk for the government, you walk 1 mile.
但是律法只限定一里
But the law says you only have to walk 1 mile.
超过一里你可以不听的。
If you have to pass 1 mile, if more than 1 mile, you don't have to go.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
我们的生命是狮子的生命。
Our life is the life of a lion.
那个生命永远不能得着安息。
That life can never rest.
一直等到你走第二里路。
Until the day you walk the second mile.
当你走第二里路的时候。
When you walk the second mile.
人看见基督的荣耀和美丽在我们的身上。
Man will see the glory of God in us.
在那段圣经里面，当主耶稣讲的马太五六七那段圣经里面
，in the passage of Matthew 5, 6, and 7,
最后主耶稣说
，Lastly, the Lord said.
所以你们要完全像你们天父完全一样。
You are to be perfect, just like my heavenly Father.
这什么意思
？What does that mean?
难道我们圣洁像天父一样圣洁吗？
Are we to be perfect as the Heavenly Father?
Are we
to be holy as the Heavenly Father?
我们永远办不到的。
We will never attain to that.
在这里讲完全的时候
When it speaks of perfection,
你读上下文
If you read the context,
这里特别指的在爱这件事上完全来说
It speaks specifically about this matter of love, being perfect in love.
因为主说你们要爱你们的仇敌
Because the Lord says you are to love your enemies.
为逼迫你们的祷告
Pray for those who persecute you.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗
Do you see that?
你能爱你的朋友
You can love your friend.
你爱那些可爱的
You love those who are loved.
这是不是爱
Is that love?
是爱不完全
It is love but not complete.
它只是半圆它不是整个的圆
It is just but half a circle.
什么时候你爱你的仇敌
But when you love your enemy.
因为天父把雨给好人也给歹人
Because the Heavenly Father gives the reins to both the good and the evil.
他把太阳给好人，也给歹人。
He gives the sun to the good and to the evil.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们光爱我们所爱的，
If we are to only love that which we
我们是一个充满爱的人。
We are full of love.
但是我们的爱不完全。
But our love is not perfect.
就说你们要完全。
He says, you are to be perfect.
要像天父一样的完全。
Perfect as the Heavenly Father.
天父的爱是完全的爱。
The love of the Heavenly Father is perfect.
天父的爱不止太阳给好人，也给歹人的爱。
The Heavenly Father not only gives the Son to the good, but also...
如果我们磨成神儿子的形象。
If we are to be conformed to the image of God's Son.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers
and sisters. 在爱这件事情上。
In this matter of love.
我们就完全了。
We need to be perfect.
那个爱乃是完全的爱。
That love is a perfect love.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
那个路在什么地方？
Where is the way?
学基督。
Learn Christ.
当我们的主在地上的时候，
When our Lord was on earth,
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你从马太福音，
From Matthew,
你能看见他是君王。
You can see he is a king.
他的生命是狮子的生命。
His life is a life of a lion.
但是请你告诉我，
But tell me,
你读了马太福音，
When you read,
你只知道他是王，
you only see him as a king.
就完了。
That's it.
你读整本的马太福音，
When you read the entire Gospel,
你不只看见他是王，
Not only do you see him as a king,
我们怎样能磨成王子的样子？
How we can be conformed to the image of a king.
那是整本马太福音告诉我们的。
The entire Gospel of Matthew shows us that.
保罗是这么学基督。
That is how Paul learned Christ.
所以我们在基督学校里面也要这样学基督。
And that is how we are to learn Christ in the school.
所以但愿主把这些话深深印在我们的身上。
May the Lord impress these words in our lives.
这条路是这么走的。
This is the way we walk.
保罗这么走的。
That is the way Paul walked.
许多爱主的人都是这么走的。
That is how many who love the Lord have walked.
但是弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你有没有看见神的荣耀在耶稣基督的面上？
Have you seen the glory of God in the face of our Lord Jesus?
磨成神儿子的形象，
To be conformed to the image of His Son,
就是得荣耀，
is to be glorified.
我们有什么荣耀呢？
What glory do we have?
只有基督的荣耀从我们身上彰显出去，
Only the glory of Christ in us manifests.
人才看见基督的谦卑，
Then man can see the Lord's humility.
看见基督的温柔，
His gentleness.
现在你才明白，
Then you will understand.
到底山上的教训是讲什么？
What does the Sermon of the Mount say?
简单一句话，
Simply speaking,
磨成神儿子的形象，
Conform to the image of God's Son.
他不只呼召我们，
Not only has He called us.
不只拣选我们，
Not only has He chosen us.
他不只叫我们因信称义，
He not only justified by faith.
也因信成圣，
Sanctified by faith.
最后因信得荣耀，
But glorified.
感谢主，在基督的学校里面，
In the school of Christ,
我们能像保罗一样，
we can be like Paul,
能学基督，
learn Christ,
意思就是，
in other words,
能够重新活出基督，
to relive Christ.
当初借助四福音的记载，主耶稣在地上怎么活，
and through the account of the four Gospels, how our Lord walked on this earth,
这个生命在我们里面也怎么活，
that is the same life in us.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，
I have been crucified with Christ,
所以我不必活了，
No longer shall I live.
感谢主，
Thank you.
让基督在里面活着，
May Christ live in us.
让那个生命自然流露的时候，
And may that life naturally flow.
你什么贡献也没有，
You have no contribution.
什么贡献也没有，
No contribution.
这都是主做的，
It is all the Lord's doing.
所以保罗说，
So Paul said,
I am what I am. 我所以是我现在这个光景，
I am what I am.
乃是神的恩典所造成的。
It is by His grace.
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
我们低头一个简单的祷告。
Let us have a simple word of prayer.
主，我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Lord, we want to commit these words into Your hands.
我们为着年长弟兄姊妹感谢你。
We thank You for our elderly brothers.
他们走了一生的道路。
They have walked away their entire life.
虽然他们觉得不像你。
And even though they might feel they are not
like
You.
但是你都知道。
But You know.
叫我们能够得着安慰。
May we be comforted.
也让年轻人能看见。
And may the young brothers and
sisters. 在基督的学校里面。
That in the school of Christ.
我们怎么样来学基督？
How we are to learn Christ.
听我们祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的圣的名。
In Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.